At a time when the government of Cameroon has embarked on an ambitious three-year integrated import substitution plan, the contribution from the craftsmen and women in Cameroon towards the realization of this plan is becoming more and more noteworthy. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe shines the spotlight on the rapidly growing bamboo craft industry in the Northwest region and says there is need for multifaceted support to enable the sector drive import substitution.
Official statistics indicate that there are over 8,500 registered craftsmen and women in the Northwest region, and almost three times that number unregistered, plying their trade in three main subsectors: arts crafts, production crafts, and service crafts. The production crafts is dominated by wood, leather, and rattan, with trades like pottery and ceramics, weaving and textiles, woodworking, basket weaving, leather crafts, and metal works, and so forth. Thanks to their ingenuity, these craftsmen and women are transforming raw materials abundantly available in our environment into a myriad of objects with strong functional and decorative values, capable of meeting local demand and fetching the most needed foreign exchange for our economy. Here is just one little example. In the rattan subsector particularly, some young men in Bamenda, led by a certain Ambembi Albert, thanks to dexterous ingenuity, have been transforming bamboo craft into a rapidly growing industry that can offer valuable alternatives to imported furniture and interior decoration objects and artifacts. Their upholstered chairs, crafted from bamboo, are a major attraction in the auditorium of the Northwest Regional Assembly. And thanks to this visibility, the young men are now virtually overwhelmed with requests by many a visitor and connoisseurs who have discovered the hidden intrinsic values in local crafts and who are ready to showcase their treasures. What is happening to this group of young craftsmen can be transposed on a macroeconomic pedestal. Our craftsmen and women need a favorable ecosystem for their ingenuity to contribute effectively to import substitution. The government can and should play a crucial role in supporting this sector through policies that can promote local production, provide access to markets, offer financial incentives, training opportunities, and protect intellectual property rights. By creating an enabling environment for artisans and craftsmen, the government can help the sector thrive and contribute to import substitution. Available research indicates that the leveraging of the potential of the handicraft sector in Cameroon will help diversify the local economy by offering a range of products that can substitute for imported goods. Besides, handicrafts often reflect the cultural heritage and traditions of a people. Thus, promoting and supporting local artisans can also be a sure way of preserving the country's unique cultural identity and offering authentic products that cannot easily be replicated by mass-produced imports. But it takes a complete change of mindset for the products of our local craftsmen and women to be given the value they rightfully deserve. What is required is a rediscovery and reappropriation of our authentic cultural identity and a dose of pride in who we are as a people. We need to liberate ourselves from the enslavement of believing that what is good is what comes from abroad. Import substitution shouldn't just be considered as an economic or political program being imposed on us by some self-seeking economist. It should be understood as a movement or a journey of rediscovery and re-ownership of what is ours, what is made in Cameroon. The real damage that was done to our psyche and to our economy was making us believe that we are not good enough, and consequently, anything that we produce cannot be good enough. Freeing ourselves from this entrapment is the first giant step towards making import substitution a reality.
Charles Tembe, station manager.